Hertz, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. New details just out from the mayor of Davenport, Iowa, Mike Mattson, in the wake of a partially collapsed six-story apartment building.
At this time, we have five individuals that are still unaccounted for. Two of those we believe to be possibly still in the building.
One woman was rescued from the debris yesterday. Officials want to demolish what's left as soon as they can to prevent additional problems. A House committee today considers the deal to raise the debt ceiling. There has been grumbling in parts of each party about it. Pennsylvania Republican Scott Perry.
An unlimited debt ceiling increase. Unlimited. And oh, by the way, puts the incoming president, whether that's Joe Biden or whether that's a Republican, having to deal with it in a lame duck session. Absolutely and completely unacceptable.
The investigation in full swing in South Florida after a boardwalk shooting that left nine people hurt, including four children, yesterday. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Police in Hollywood Beach, Florida have released surveillance video as they search for anyone who may have been involved in Monday's mass shooting. One person of interest is seen in a yellow hoodie. Another has on a gray sweatshirt.
It's unfortunate when we have law-abiding citizens come to our beach to enjoy the day that gets disrupted by a group of criminals who engage in this type of violent activity.
At least one person is in custody. Prosecutors say the suspect who opened fire in a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018 had malice and hatred for Jews. 11 people were killed. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum has more on this federal trial.
This case really isn't about guilt because the crime is undisputed, although his lawyers are prepared to mount an insanity defense. The case will come down to the penalty phase. Federal prosecutors are seeking capital punishment. That's what the jury will be asked to decide.
Overseas, CBS's Deborah Pata says Russian drones attacked Ukraine's capital for a third straight night, and Moscow came under attack, too.
According to Russian media, more than 10 drones targeted the capital today, with around 300 people evacuated from a high-rise building after it was damaged in the attack.
Zelensky's presidential advisor says while they are watching the attacks with pleasure and believe they will increase, Ukraine has nothing to do with them.
A federal court ruling has cleared the way for OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma to settle thousands of legal claims over opioids. The decision protects the Sackler family from claims outside of what's already been agreed to. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 133 points. The NASDAQ is up 71. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Memorial Day sale, May 26th through June 5th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This episode of Eye on Travel is brought to you by Viking, providing all-inclusive voyages on rivers, oceans, and lakes around the world. Designed for curious travelers with interest in science, history, culture, and cuisine. Viking chairman Torsten Hagen often says, Viking offers experiences for the thinking person, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
The Memorial Day weekend, the official start to the summer season for festivals, barbecues, simply enjoying our freedom. But during his Memorial Day speech in 2020, President Joe Biden described it as a day when we must renew a sacred vow, a simple vow, to remember. Remember. Wisconsin was one of the earliest states to recognize a Memorial Day in 1875. Please join all of us at Civic Media as we remember those who gave their lives so we can enjoy our freedom.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is the list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, May 31st. In Wood County, the City of Wisconsin Rapids Board of Review will meet at 1 in the first floor conference room at City Hall. The Wisconsin Rapids Housing Authority will hold their regular monthly meeting at 1:30 in the community room of the Huntington House Apartments. The Central Wisconsin Economic Development Fund Incorporated will meet at 2 by teleconference. The Zoning Board of Appeals will meet at 2 in the Council Chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the Human Resources Committee will meet at 4 in the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. In Adams County, the Aging Advisory Board will meet at 1 at the Adams County Community Center. The City of Adams Policy and Procedure Committee will meet at 5 at the City Municipal Building. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 87. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows of aloft around 60. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 89. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
That's so cool. You need some whoop 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 boing, you know?
Absolutely.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the fourth to last No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour on As Goes Wisconsin. And we have a very fun hour. Sometimes we bury the lead a little bit and it's not as fun. It's like still a kind of a serious topic, but today only fun stuff. We are so excited to have our guests in studio. Maybe you've heard of them. Maybe you've heard of it. The Experience MKE podcast, co-founded by Adam Darris and Steve Glenn in the studio. And I actually just did their podcast 2 weeks
ago.
Yeah,
you did.
Yes, yes.
And we had a really great, we basically talked about how neither of you like to listen to the news.
Yeah, we did. Hey, we don't like the news. Do you know how hard it was to not interrupt you? I'm so used to interrupting Adam all the time.
Because you're used to being the host.
We are.
But now I'm the captain now.
I just listen.
I am the captain now.
So I'm so excited to have you guys here. So for people who are not familiar, what is the Experience MKE podcast?
Podcast about the people, places, and events that make Milwaukee amazing.
Pretty straightforward. And how long have you guys been doing it?
5 years.
5 years.
That's in podcasting world, like that's a pretty long time, because I'm trying to think, like, when was the rise of podcasting? Was like 10-ish years ago?
It was.
We believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so then you guys jumped on it. So that would have been what?
2018. Yeah. Yeah, and it was, it's interesting because when I share with friends and family that, you know, hey, Steve, what are you up to? What are you doing these days? Oh, I have a podcast. They look at me really, oh, I guess it's not working out the way you had hoped it would, you know? And But we've kept at it and had a lot of success.
Well, and that's the thing. The thing that's interesting about podcasting or TikToking or like social media in general, of just like the revolution of equipment being more affordable,
right?
Software being available, and the barrier to entry to make stuff now is very low,
super low.
And what happens is your actual perseverance to keep doing it,
right?
Especially when there's not always money attached to it. And so, like, there's a lot of people who start a podcast who probably don't keep doing it for 5 years. And so, what has been kind of the motivation to keep going and the building the audience and all the stuff as far as like to do it for 5 years? Like, that's an accomplishment.
Thank you. Adam is my motivation.
Oh.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Is Adam your why?
I've tried to quit a few times over those 5 years.
Oh.
And he keeps me kind of focused on keeping going. And plus, you know, when you talk about motivation, free beer. That's been our main motivation.
That's been Steve's main motivation.
Yeah.
I truly, I love listening
to people talk about what they're passionate about. Right. So when we got into the pandemic and we were talking to lots of small businesses who are adapting to this new thing we had to adapt to, I was like, this is fascinating. How are you changing your entire business in the matter of weeks? Like, we found out on St. Patty's Day that pretty much everything was going to close down.
Going away, yeah.
And we were interviewing people that next month who were like, yep, we decided we were going to go with this thing and we're going to do this takeout. And we have people just walking stuff out to cars. We're just making it happen.
Gift certificates, merch, whatever we could do to help keep the lights on at those businesses. But really, when the real answer to your question is not only free beer.
Or Adam.
Yeah. Who side hosted the side seat back.
Side seat something produced. Hosted.
Yeah. Yeah. It's connecting Milwaukeeans to Milwaukee businesses. And it wasn't, hey, let's just go sit in the basement and do a podcast. It, with that mission, it's hard to not stick to it.
Yeah. And so for people who haven't listened to the podcast before, what types of people are you? Are you interviewing business owners? Are you interviewing personalities? Like, who do you guys try to hunt down? Obviously, I was just on it. That one hasn't come out yet, though, right?
It hasn't, no.
We have like 20 that haven't come
out
yet.
And that was a long hunt, Kristen. There was a lot of, remember we were talking about, like, we met a couple of times, and I was like, God, why didn't I just tell her? We got to get on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. But and then we had to cancel multiple times.
Yeah,
how it goes. But as far as what can people expect if they were to dabble and start listening to the podcast?
Yeah, so it's 80%, I would say, bars, restaurants, cafes, musicians, artists, all of those people that are the fabric, the businesses that are fabric of the city, along with a bit of what is it like to work in Milwaukee, and then we dig in a little bit each month on what does technology look like in the city and how does Milwaukee continue on its quest to be seen as more techie.
Because there's also, so there's experience, work, and tech, right?
Correct.
Those are kind of the three pillars of
the media empire.
The media empire. And so I guess it's interesting because why do you go so hard for Milwaukee?
Whoa, big question.
You can start. I think we both have our whys around that too.
But it's funny. It's funny being, I'm not sure there's another state that has as much animosity towards its biggest city. Mm-hmm. In the way Wisconsin does. Mm-hmm. And like, for those of us who actually live here, I feel like we're very protective of it. We're critical of it. It's not that it doesn't have its issues.
For sure.
But like, are very defensive and proud of Milwaukee. And yet, this is a statewide show. So there's certainly people who have a narrative in their mind about the city, about Milwaukee.
Or an experience they had that maybe wasn't as positive.
Totally. Right. And so I guess as far as selling Milwaukee to people who aren't already in Milwaukee, I'll let either of you go first.
I can jump very easily jump in quick. I even did a city guide tour for my day job at UKG where they said, hey, just tell us about your city and do a city guide. And I was like, guys, I do a podcast about this.
Maybe you've heard of it.
I'll go first. So yeah, maybe you've heard of it.
I'll go first.
So I went and I had a number of people that were like, okay, all right. They had their hands up. They're like, fine, I'll come visit. And even some with not necessarily the best experience or the best thought.
Image.
Yeah, that's a good one. Best image of Milwaukee in mind, or Wisconsin in general, or the Midwest in general.
Or any of that, yeah. But we are, for sure, we are a Rainbows and Butterflies podcast.
Yes.
We talk about the positive stories, and we stick to that. And really, it's the city, for me personally, the city has given so much to me, starting from nothing, that it was a logical way to give back. And that's what we do.
I love rainbows and butterflies.
Don't we all?
You got me right there.
And lollipops.
Our guests are Adam Darris and Steve Glenn. They are co-hosts of the Experience Milwaukee podcast.
And so, should we talk about the next phase?
The new stuff?
Of Experience MKE?
The today stuff?
Do you guys do Experience MKE or Experience Milwaukee?
We do it all. We do EXP MKE. We do Experience MKE, okay. Experience
That's not
Milwaukee.
Confusing at all.
Not at all.
It's whatever people feel in their
this
hearts.
This is part of the rainbows. Yeah. This is part of the rainbows and the butterflies thing.
Like,
you mean having seven names isn't confusing?
Yeah, Kristen, honestly, if they know our podcast anything, double thumbs
we're
up.
We're succeeding. Yeah.
Should we talk about the next phase?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Big announcement.
Big announcement. So this morning. Literally, it was so fresh at the cafe that I work that it was being blocked by the website internet checkers of the world, like The is firewall? This a legit website? Right.
Oh,
right. I think the 404.
when you launch a site. Yeah. I guess when you launch a site, you've got to wait until it's checked out and like vetted by the internet, and then they publish it. But this morning we launched a new program called Text MKE, and you can go to textmke.com to sign up. It is all about connecting Milwaukeeans to business, to events, to places, to information.
So what does that actually look like? So it's textmke.com.
Yes.
And this is what I just went to the website. It is working now, in case you were worried. It has not crashed
yet.
Get connected to everything you love. Subscribe to the free daily text about what's happening in and around your city. It's the easiest way to experience Milwaukee. So if I were to sign up for this, do I get a free text tomorrow?
You get a free text immediately.
Immediately.
Welcoming you to the platform, to the community. And then we will keep up every day. We're trying to like not be overzealous and text everyone all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to be respectful.
I think you don't want to be like the retail emails. Yeah. Like, as soon as you sign up for something, you're like, why did you email me five times today? Yeah. I'm not going to buy this sale.
You
like,
sent
I don't
your
care.
Entire drip campaign in one go.
What are you doing right now? Where are you?
Yeah. Why are you mad at us? Yeah.
Why aren't you talking to me?
So what are the kind of texts that you like? Is it already kind of like planned out as far as like, what are the kind of texts? What are they going to say? Are they going to be funny? Are they going to be like, this is what's happening today. This is what's happening in a couple days. Here's a deal.
I hope they're funny.
Yeah. As fingers crossed as we can possibly get. I really hope they're funny. Yeah. We're going to try to introduce a little sass, a little snark, maybe some snark. We're going to try to be a little comedic about it because we don't want it to be
too serious.
Too serious. Yeah. We want it to be fun and enjoyable and look forward to a daily text from Milwaukee.
And we want people to feel so engaged that they respond back. That this isn't a one way.
So is it one of you texting them back then?
Yep. It's our whole team.
We sure are.
Yeah. You never know who you're going to
respond. I'll get a text back.
Yeah,
it's not
absolutely.
Just all
automated?
No, for
absolutely.
Sure.
This is all humans operating this whole system behind the scenes. And so, but to your, like directly to your question, deals, events, cool things, hidden gems, stuff for that only the locals know, fun facts about the city. It just depends on our mood.
Depends on the day.
On the day.
So you have a very thorough content calendar. You're going to have to start planning it out.
Yikes.
Or we wake up in the morning and we figure it out.
We will never do that. I will not allow it. Because otherwise I'll have massive anxiety
effects. Yeah. Like, we don't have tomorrow's text.
What are we doing tomorrow?
Here's a cool layer. I've already had some conversations with nonprofits who have events and other organizations who are interested in sponsoring some of those days, either for other businesses to publish their information on it or to own that day or that week or that month.
So this is, what I like about it is that it makes it much more, the business side of it makes a lot of sense to me as far as instead of, you have to listen to an entire podcast to hear the advertising of, you know, the plug that we do halfway in the show or something like that versus the ability to have a very contained audience who is already like opted in to wants to know about what's going on in the city. And like, as I've said before, and we'll talk about this more on the other side of the break, of like, there's always is a lot happening in Milwaukee, but I've yet to find like the Bible of it. You know what I mean? So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Our guests are Adam Darris and Steve Glynn of the Experience MKE podcast. And now, as of today, Text MKE. So we'll have them here still in studio when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Mom, what are we doing with these shoes now that the garage sale is done?
Well, honey, we're going to donate them to the Southwood County Humane Society.
But Mom, pets don't wear shoes.
You're right, they don't. But we have people in need that do need shoes. And by gathering these shoes, we'll get a donation for the Southwood County Humane Society to help our pet friends.
You can drop off your shoes at Winrose Greenhouse, Bow Wow Meow, Current Technologies in Port Edwards, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, and of course, right here at our radio station. Station, downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Visit the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center Friday, June 2nd to see the Charlie and Howard duo at their first Music on the Patio event. Tickets are $10 and include one drink ticket. Kids 12 and under are free. Seating is limited, so plan to bring a lawn chair. Visit the Southwood County Historical Museum on the opening day of the Navajo Code Talkers exhibition with a presentation by their military historian, William Parker, on Sunday, June 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. This exhibit is free and open to the public on Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. starting June 4th through June 29th.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 87. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 61 tonight, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow, 89. Upper 80s Thursday and Friday, with storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Seems like the moon moving along the sky. Yeah. It's a car moving along the highway. California with me. I'm almost 2,000 miles from my home, sweet home. 2,000 miles from the arms that bore me. 2,000 miles from my sweet home, Milwaukee. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matanera, and we are talking to Adam Darris and Steve Glenn, co-hosts and founders of the Experience Milwaukee podcast. And as of today, text MKE. If you would like a daily free text about what's happening in and around the city, go to textmke.com to check that out. I'm very excited to sign up for this after the show.
I already signed you up. Don't worry.
Oh, great. Perfect. So I guess in the segment that we have left, I'll ask you guys, what are you currently experiencing in Milwaukee?
Right.
Steve, yeah. We'll start with you.
Yeah. So I was, you know, sharing a little bit. I'm a sucker for Second Street right now. And that I see Second Street
like water, Walker's Point,
stretching further near Bayview into First Street, like all of those business. It's a long, I hit all of those businesses like from morning to tonight every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Do you live on that street?
No.
Not
you
even
just,
close.
You go to Second Street every day just to patronize the...
So second-ish, first-ish. Okay. It all runs in the same area for me. But I mean, I can name names.
Yeah, what are some of the places where you stop?
So my day usually starts at the Wantable Cafe.
Okay.
It's an excellent workspace. And usually around, I don't know, one or two on a non-Monday. If it's Monday, one or two or three, we're going to go to Black Sheep.
That was where I had my wedding dinner.
Oh, it's a beautiful
place.
In the
downstairs private room.
Yeah. If anyone got on the PA... That's mine. So,
wow.
Yeah. But if it's a non-Monday, usually about 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, I head over to Transfer Pizzeria. And then into the evening, it might be stop for a happy hour meeting at Bridgewater or New Barons.
Love New Barons.
Yeah. And,
love
and,
it.
Heidi and John.
Have mm-hmm. a drink. Yeah. And nice. A meeting. So
nice. Yeah. A lot of meetings.
I'm,
do you also wear a Bluetooth in your ear?
Yeah, I feel like those meetings are like
you watch it
exaggerated quotes.
My wife could be listening to
like
this.
Like I'm having a meeting here. Yeah, I'm having a crab cake and a Manhattan at Bridgewater by myself. I was meeting with the crab cake.
You don't even know what a meeting is.
I do not.
What about you, Adam?
Right now, I still think I'm a sucker for the Deer District.
Okay.
Can't say it. Still love it.
Yeah. That's an awesome space.
I love Mecca. I love that whole outdoor, I call it the hallway. It's not a hallway. Mm. It's an alley.
Yeah.
With that giant TV. I might be obsessed with TVs.
That is specific, like, thoroughfare. is whenever it's like a super nice day, mm-hmm. and whether it's a sporting event or something, like especially if there's a Brewers game on, mm-hmm. and people just kind of like walk through, stop for a little while, hang, get a beer, yep. keep walking. That is really
there's just cool something spot. About
like,
it.
There's like on a summer day, there's something very community like oriented about that little meeting spot.
Absolutely,
that's very cool.
And pro tip: if you like delicious fried chicken, Cream City Cluckery is in the Fiserv Forum. It's a ghost kitchen. Kitchen.
See, how does that compare to Gold Rush chicken?
What?
I don't think I've had either.
I don't think I've had Gold Rush chicken, to be honest.
I know, but I've had Cream City Cluckery.
They are Gold Rush chicken. They are both fantastic in their own ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have a favorite?
No. Okay. I don't pick favorites on food.
It's very, like, very Switzerland.
Really? Yeah, that is very
sponsory. Frozen pizza, transfer pizza. That's all
this. You just lumped them together. Right. Nice work.
What about you, Jane? What are you experiencing in Milwaukee these days?
I was at, where did I spend the night? We were at Three Lions Pub.
Ooh.
Yes. In Sherwood yesterday.
Yeah. Yes.
Watching some football?
No, I was meeting a girlfriend for some cocktails. Nice. Afternoon cocktails.
Great spot.
Yeah, it is. I love that place.
Yep. Sounds like a meeting to me.
The bartenders are always hilarious and very chatty. It's one of those places where you can go and other patrons will actually talk to other patrons.
Love that.
Instead of being too cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like enveloped in their own conversations or something. Yeah. It's just you go there to be a part of a community. Yeah, you do.
What is that? I always sit at the bar. Every place I go.
We're big at sitting on the bar and actually talking to the bartenders.
Yep.
My husband and I.
It's the best.
We normally don't sit at an actual table.
And you know what I've heard from the like bartenders and mixologists? They love when like you're there, first of all, because they have people to talk to as well. They said, this is where you get the best service.
Yeah. Sure is.
Oh, like, that's a good point.
They're like, I got nothing else to do but look at you and talk to you.
And converse.
It's slow, so I guess you're just stuck with me.
Yeah, you're right. You're going to have to entertain me.
The thing that I'm most looking forward to this summer is checking out all the different farmers markets.
Because
I won't be hungover on Saturdays and Sundays.
Speaking of, Kristen, speaking of favorites, what's your favorite farmers market?
I don't know yet.
Oh, I can tell you what mine is.
Why?
Have you not been?
South Shore.
I like stopped at them, but I haven't necessarily like invested time into comparing the different farmers markets. Like I've like walked by them because usually like we were either out of town on the weekends or like doing different stuff. Sleeping, hungover.
Yep, hungover.
And so that was like my goal for this summer is like to start checking off and trying to all the different farmers markets and like getting fresh food and stuff like that because I'm trying to, you know, eat healthy to grow this baby.
Right on.
And so what do you recommend?
South Shore.
Yeah.
Really?
So you're the second person to tell me that.
Love it.
I'm not saying I don't pick favorites, so I'm not saying, like, I love...
Again, we've established.
Any farmer's market with churros, because Adam turns into a maniac.
I turn into the churro
monster.
He will
knock children down to get to the churros. Even if they, like, the tables have fallen, they've blown into the grass, he will go into the
I bump into one family. To get a churro, and this guy won't let it go.
Never, 10 of them.
Never let it go.
Kids
all right.
Crying.
We got 1 minute left.
Yeah.
What? When is my episode coming out?
Monday, June 5th.
Monday, June 5th. Go check out the Experience MKE podcast.
Rock on.
You know, go listen to the backlog. Sign up for Text MKE at textmke.com. What else am I missing?
Get ready for a great, great Milwaukee summer.
Yep. Summer fest and all.
It's the best time.
Yes.
Do stuff every weekend. All right. Steve and Adam, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So
thank
fun.
You.
And thanks for announcing on my show. I feel really special. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Get yourself together.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Two peregrine falcon chicks have hatched at Weston Power Plant. Brittany Merlot has more details.
Wisconsin Public Service says the first chick hatched Sunday evening, with the second chick arriving Monday morning. And in a few weeks, the Weston Power Plant chicks will officially receive their names and identification bands. This year's Falcon class is being named after Wisconsin's most voted and loved college mascots. A total of 442 chicks have been born at WPS and We Energy's power plants in Wisconsin and Michigan since the company's Peregrine Falcon recovery programs began in 92.
The world's largest potato masher was installed this month at the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. Stevens Point News reports the almost 39-foot-tall kitchen utensil represents the exploration that will take place in the nearly completed center. Their goal is to promote agricultural literacy, increase the understanding of the origins of our food, and deepen the relationship between farmers and consumers. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 87. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows of aloft around 60. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 89. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
Yeah, we are a statewide nonprofit advocacy and education organization working to make Wisconsin the best state in the country for cycling.
That is a very concise. Is that with our winters, will we ever be the best place for cycling?
That depends on what kind of cycling you do. You know, there's fat biking and all sorts of, you know, mountain biking and options you can still do in the winter for sure.
Oh, okay. I guess fat biking. Oh, I think they do that. Don't they do a big fat bike race up in Hayward and the same route that they do the Birkenbeiner?
Yep, there's one up there. We just had the Fat Bike World Championships west of Madison, I think, the past 2 years too. So plenty of ways to get out and enjoy the winter weather on a bike.
Are you a big fat biker?
Personally, no.
But is it harder?
I can't do it all. There's only so much I myself can do.
Is riding a fat bike harder or like very different than riding a normal bike?
Yeah, it's definitely different.
Okay.
You know, you're riding on sand or snow or that, you know, loose dirt. So it's different. But it's like riding a bike, you know, once you get going.
Isn't it calling it fat somewhat harsh?
Are you standing up for the bikes?
I'm just saying. The fat shaming. Bike, it's like, geez.
We could come up with a more inclusive term. I'm open to concepts.
Thick with three C's. So I guess what are the different activities when we're talking about Wisconsin Bike Fed? There's stuff for education, there's programs, there's advocacy, there's legislation. So what are kind of the different pillars of the organization, if you can give some examples?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, probably our biggest is programming and education. We've got staff in all over the state, Milwaukee area, Appleton, Dane County, doing education. A lot of work with kids, taking them on bike rides, teaching them how to ride, taking them to parks and the lake and stuff like that for the first time. We've got a mobile bike repair program where we're training and employing high school kids to fix bikes. And then we'll take them out in the summer and give them summer jobs fixing bikes for free out in the community. We do have a Cycling Without Age program, which is focused on training people to be volunteers to ride what's called a tri-shot. And that's where for people who are, you know, older or their abilities aren't there to be able to ride a bike themselves, but still feel the wind through their hair and get out and talk with someone and see nature and stuff like that. So really, you know, programs for people from 8 to 80 is what we really focus on.
And then when you talk about like legislation, we talk a lot about politics and laws and stuff like that. So what are the kind of legislation when it comes to bikes that you guys have worked on?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, and I'm sure you've talked about on your show, it's tough to pass legislation lately. Our government has been split, and no one wants to agree on a lot of things. But we like to kind of use the term bike partisan. You know, biking
like that.
Is for everybody. And you know, so over the years, we have had some successes over the years. We were able to initially get the Complete Streets Law passed, which was then taken out in 2011 by former Governor Walker. But we're working right now to get that kind of put back in. We were pretty big part of getting e-bikes allowed in Wisconsin and then categorized and classified and legalized. We've worked on getting the anti-dooring, I guess you'd call it, where if you park your car, you swing your door open and it's in the way of a cyclist.
Oh, yeah.
You can be held accountable for that. So, you know, we've been successful on some of those. Right now, the big stuff we're working on is the state budget issues. And so that's kind of just ongoing. The governor did put some funding and some programming aspects in there. As of right now, some have been pulled out. Some are still in. We're still, you know, that's all still kind of a moving situation right now.
Yes. Many parts of the budget are still a moving situation. And so for the current stuff, though, I guess we've kind of talked about this before. What is the safest way to design bike lanes? Because as someone who has biked, I was a big city bike user when I lived in New York City, which worked well, but was also, you know.
Must have been scary.
There was times where it was like, oh, things could go wrong quickly. And so what is kind of the latest, if you could, you know, magic wand the streets? Is it having an actual barrier, like having the instead of the cars parallel parked next to the curb, they're out, and then so the bike lane itself is protected by the parked cars? Or what is kind of the latest research on like the safest way to have bike lanes?
Yeah, the protected, the physically separated bike lanes are showing to be, you know, the most safest, and getting also just getting the most people out and riding. You know, if a mom and a child don't feel comfortable riding on that road with a painted bike lane because of heavy traffic, or unfortunately what people are calling the Milwaukee slide, the passing on the right, you know, that can be very scary and that can stop you. Whereas if you're a, you know, older guy like me who's ridden a ton and you can feel confident out there and feel a little safer, you know, that's okay. But it's what we are really trying to advocate for is, you know, facilities that are for all ages and abilities. So you can get out and ride with your kids. You can get ride with your grandparents. And in general, protected facilities are going to be the best for that and most accommodating.
Absolutely. We're talking to Jake Newborn, who is the assistant director over at Wisconsin Bike Fed, which is having a very big week coming up because next week is Wisconsin Bike Week. And so what are some of the activities that are going on? Because we technically, I think we got introduced because we had seen that May was National Bike Month, but the weather doesn't always, you know, cooperate in Wisconsin in May. And so you said that Wisconsin has their bike week in June when it's a little more predictable, right?
Yeah, the people in Washington, the national organizations like to set those national dates and without thinking about some of us here in the northern climate. And so, you know, a few years ago, we kind of made the move really again to accommodate anyone who wants to get out and try it. We didn't want it to be just for the most tough cyclists who are willing to ride in rain and cold. And it looks like I'm not a weather person, but man, it's looking nice for the next week or so. So plenty of opportunities. And we've got, there's events that we're helping to host with partners all across the state, from Eau Claire, Sheboygan, Madison, Milwaukee, Rhinelander, Kenosha, Beloit. So anywhere across the state, there's going to be lots of great events going on. And you can check that out on our website. We've got a great calendar that you can sort by city, date, type of event to try and find something that's right for you.
Jake, I'm curious about the program you have where you teach high school kids how to fix bicycles and then send them out to do free bike repairs. Are bikes still pretty much the same, or are they much more complicated now? Is it harder now to fix things like it is with a car?
There have been some changes. Some bikes are disc brakes are becoming more common. E-bikes are becoming more common, and those are challenging to keep. I think for any bike shop to keep up with training new people, but that's just part of our world. Technology advances, and how can we prepare and train people for those next advancements, for sure.
It's funny because I saw on one of the events for Bike Week next week is at Old World, Wisconsin, which is near and dear to our hearts.
Yes.
And all I can imagine now, have you been to Old World, Wisconsin, Jake?
It's been a while for me. My daughter just went on a school trip, though, this spring.
Did she get on the big bicycle, like the bicycles when they used to be like the massive front wheel that was like as tall as a person? Yeah. And so
she's the one at the museum too.
Yes, exactly. And so now I'm just thinking of adding an event to National or to Wisconsin Bike Week at Old World, Wisconsin, where you race those old bikes. Those things were dangerous though.
It's a whole nother, again, it's like the fat bikes. It's a whole nother type of bike to know how to ride.
Well, you were way far off the ground on those things.
Yeah.
That was a long fall.
Farther to fall.
Yeah. So I guess as far as people trying to find more events or get involved for anything going on next week, where would you direct them to?
We've got a website. It's on wisconsinbikefed.org. I'll pop that in your link here so you can share that with your folks.
Perfect.
And it's under the under the events tab there, and it's Wisconsin Bike Week. And you'll be able to sort that. We've got things like commuter stations. If you are riding, want to get a coffee or a donut or something for free, there's places giving out that. There's a Pride ride because we've got Pride Fest going on in Milwaukee and Madison. Definitely both have super fun Pride rides to the parades and things like that. There's Learn to Rides. There's Youth Bike Rodeo in Grafton on June 10th. There's June 2nd. Well, in Bayview here, my neighborhood, we'll have the part of the Bayview Gallery Night, kind of scavenger hunt by bike with art themed stops. There's, you know, rides for women, rides for older people. There's an e-bike ride. Like really there's kind of any kind of biking that you might be interested or finding more about. I'd encourage people to go to that website, poke around, see if there's something that you, you know, can go. And our theme this year is kind of chain reactions. You know, hoping that a week of action will lead to a lifetime of inspiration. And so, you know, again, the weather is going to be great. There's going to be kind of something for everyone all across the state. Too many for us to cover in our limited time on the show here. you know, I could probably spend just, you know, a 3-hour segment just talking about all the events. But there's going to be rides with the mayor of Madison, mayor of Milwaukee, mayor of West Dallas. So always real important to, you know, just in general, let your local elected officials know that you support biking, you want better infrastructure, because they're the ones who are going to make a lot of those decisions. You know, it's not always going to be, you know, Dark Brandon can't come in here and drop a protected bike lane down in your backyard, but the mayor might have more say in that. So always encourage people to do that.
Absolutely. And so you've been with Wisconsin Bike Fed for 16 years?
16 years.
Wow.
I started as kind of one of those mechanics just out of college, you know, learning to help fix up bikes and kind of volunteering, and then got a job, part-time job, and then took on more opportunities with our youth education programs. And I guess when you don't leave, they just keep giving you more stuff to do.
Well, I guess we'll promote them to this. It's good, yeah. Jane.
I just wanted to ask, bikes are available in all different price ranges too, right? Right, Jake? Because for some people, it's certainly going to be cost prohibitive. And I just think it's so important for kids to learn how to ride a bike, because that is the first taste of transportational freedom that you ever have. It was, I can remember it like it was yesterday, being able to ride my bike during the summer and go across town. And it's just so incredibly freeing. And for some people, it just might be cost prohibitive.
Yeah. And there are a lot of bike giveaways that we participate in. Southside Bike Days is coming up in June as well. And we give away bikes to some of our MPS students. Free Bikes for Kids in Madison gives away bikes. So, you know, if you are, you know, a person who's in kind of in that need of that situation, you can find that information too on our website. But they do range, you know, from $200, $300 to $2,000. And I would just suggest going to your local bike shop, seeing what they have, being open and honest and talking with the people there, and any local bike shop in the state. I know many of the workers across the state, they're great people. They'll want to get you on something that you will ride, right? And that you will get on and ride, and they're all more than happy to get you riding.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Jake Newborn, thanks so much for spending time with us. I hope you have a great Wisconsin Bike Week. Maybe I'll see you out there. And welcome back. You're welcome to come back anytime.
Great. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. All right. When we come back, we will wrap up today's show, and I will let you know how my my adventure in yard work went over the weekend. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back. Jesus, I don't want to be a candidate for Vietnam or Watergate. All I want to do is
there are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge. Thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day. We appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-345.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper truck smell just like cherry pie. Yeah!
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Right. Currently, walking.
As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry, she is Jane Madnair, and we have made it to the end of Tuesday's show. We only have three more shows at 3 hours.
I know. We're moving on Monday.
Moving on Monday. Do you think do you have to wake up an hour earlier?
I will probably get up a little bit earlier.
I think I can. I've been popping awake at like 5:45.
Seriously?
No problem.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, then I go to sleep at like 9. But but yeah, this morning I woke up at like, without an alarm.
Wow.
At like 5:35, 5:40.
I haven't popped awake naturally in decades.
I don't know what's causing it. I don't know if it's because I'm not imbibing at all in the evening or what it is, but I wake up, I feel pretty good, and I start the day to start working on the outline for the day. And so I feel like I can still do that within, I don't think I have to wake up any earlier to get the show ready by 10, largely because we do have one less hour that we have to prep for.
Right. So yeah, again, and the whole Civic Media lineup is going to be some little tweaks here and there as of Monday, but Earl Ingram will be going to 2 hours, his show, and then we will automatically follow him from 10 to noon, and then there will be some news, and we're going to have, it's going to be great.
Yeah, so as far as, there's going to be slight changes depending on the market, but overall, 6 to 8 will be Pat Kreitlow, and then 8 to 10 will be Earl Ingram, then we'll be on 10 to 12, then 12 to 1, there'll be news. 1 to 3, we got Todd Alba. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn. 4 to 6, Devil's Advocates.
There you go.
And then,
oh yes,
Miss Maggie Dawn.
Yes.
If you have not heard Maggie's, we've actually not had Maggie on as a guest yet, but she's our first Civic Media host. So one of the new things we're going to do in the new lineup from the 10 to 12 lineup is on Fridays at 10:30. We're going to have rotating Civic Media, other Civic Media hosts come on and kind of recap the week with us. Maybe we'll do a little good, bad, and the ugly, or, some of the, we'll do the headline quiz with them. So now you'll have some competition to see who you can beat. But we'll, introduce some of the other Civic Media hosts to you every Friday. And Miss Maggie Dawn will be our first guest next. So that'll be June 9th. So she'll be our first Civic Media host to come join us for a little news recap on 10:30 on June 9th, because her show from 6 to 7, Monday through Thursday, starts next week or starts today?
We will clarify.
But she is...
She's wonderful.
Wonderful. And we are so happy to have another woman on the air.
And I got to tell you, and we were talking about this earlier, about people's who have the capacity to hold all kinds of institutional knowledge and just pick it out of their brains, just like Maggie is one of those people.
And I think it must be a lawyer thing, because Jim Santel is like that.
Yeah.
Matt Flynn is like that.
Yeah.
So some of these guys who have like the memory a steel trap memory to be able to be like, oh, this case in this time or this piece of history. And, you know, Reagan did this, this and this. And it's like, how do you just like rattle that off with no problem? Yeah, it's unbelievable. Some
just incredible institutional knowledge. And she's funny and she's brilliant. Yeah. And I just couldn't think of a better addition.
Yeah, we're really lucky to. So if you have a later commute home,
you listen,
mark your calendars to be able to listen to Maggie from 6 to 7 or just listen to her podcast, as you can always do with us.
Exactly.
Listen to us as a podcast. You can find it at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or wherever you find podcasts, Spotify, Apple, the like. So how was your Memorial Day weekend?
It was really nice. My husband and I did take out his fancy new electric vehicle.
Did you not break it?
I did not break it.
Great.
I did not drive it with all of the remarkable things that you can put on. So it breaks for you. I mean, it's really kind of...
Because what kind of car is it?
It is a Kia EV.
Is it easy to steal?
No. No, actually, it's not.
No, I know.
It's dead. It is dead, dead, dead. If you don't have the fob, you're not getting anything.
Okay. So but did it mostly just feel like a car while you were driving it?
The one thing I noticed is that the response time is almost instantaneous. So from the time you put your foot on the gas, your foot on the accelerator in this instance, not the gas, it responds immediately.
Okay.
Whereas with a gas-powered engine, there's just a little bit of a lag, you know?
Is it the same thing with the brakes? Like, do you stop quickly?
It's very responsive.
Okay.
But now my husband likes to drive it with, again, these fancy features where it senses how far away you are from the car in front of you. And if you take your foot off the brake, it will start slowing down automatically and then stop you before you get there. And I said, that's all well and good until the one time it doesn't work. I am having a really hard time relying on these things to do what they are designed to do because it just seems too soon.
The robots are here, Jane.
I know. I know, and I'm not ready. I'm not
brain
ready.
Ships, driving brain cars.
Alexa in your house.
Yeah.
It's making me crazy.
But she's listening to you.
I know, and spying. Who knows what she's doing with that information. But it's pretty cool.
Good.
It's pretty cool.
And you managed not to break it. Congratulations.
I did not. So we drove around in some empty parking lots in Brookfield, and then I drove us home.
Great.
Yeah, and it was good. It was fine. I would still never put any of that extra. I'm not trusting you to break.
How old is your car?
It's a 2012.
Whose car is older? Yours or Greg's box?
Oh, I don't know.
I think his car is about. He's told me he has 200,000 miles on his car.
I'm not at 100,000 miles yet.
How did you not? Really?
Nope. I'm at like 98,000 miles.
Wow.
I know.
Efficient.
Let's just hope the doors will stay on for a couple more years. And then maybe by that time, I can trust that the thing will break when it's supposed to.
All right. Well, at the Bryce Sampson household, we now have one of the most beautiful yards in the neighborhood.
Thank you, Debbie Bry.
Thank you, Debbie Bry. Actually, no, I mean, quite literally, because so many people were out. It was so nice out all weekend. The amount of compliments we got on our yard already, of people just walking by. And, you know, they saw us out there working. But one, it just makes you feel even more so how friendly and awesome my neighborhood is.
Cool.
But so many people saying how good it looked. But what the thing I'm most excited about is one, I learned the magic of mulch.
Mulch is good.
And how mulch makes everything look better.
Yes.
And second, we got our free little library up.
Yay!
And so now we look like a very welcoming, well-read house, and our neighbors already put some books in there.
Very cool.
And so, yeah, so it was a very successful homeownership weekend. And now I think I have the bug to report back.
We can do gardening.
We took my mother to Kellner's, which is a River West gem.
I know exactly where it is.
Greenhouse. She was just in heaven. And I came back and I was like, ooh, they might take a lot of my money over the summer because there's a lot of stuff here I now want. So I've caught the bug. I've caught the yard work gardening bug. I don't know how good I am at it, but I like it. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Greg Bach will be here. Have a great day. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication, or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.